Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Chris Euler shares what God has been doing in his life.
Hello, everybody. When I reflect about what the Lord has been doing in my life lately, the theme of trust is a common theme that keeps riding through my heart, and in a particular way is influenced by the readings from a couple Sundays ago where St. Peter gets called to follow Jesus. We see in this St. Peter was fishing all night along with James and John, and they had caught nothing. And the Lord looks at Peter and says, "Throw your nets to the other side." And Peter, in a kind of way of doubt, says, "Well, we've been fishing all night. We've caught nothing. But if you say so, I guess I'll do it." And I see myself in Peter's shoes here. Kind of like, okay, Lord, well, we've tried all these things and whatever. If you say so, I'm going to do it. I know we've all been there. And in a particular way, I'm there quite often, not trusting that what the Lord is telling me to do or what the Lord is asking of me is going to work. And we know what happens in the story. Peter does it, and his nets are filled to the point of ripping. They're filled to the point of where he needs to call the other boat over because his boat's going to sink. The Lord provides an abundance in that moment through all of Peter's doubt. And Peter falls to his knees and says, "Depart from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man." In my life, I definitely have those moments. Those moments like, okay, Lord, whatever. I'm just going to do it. I don't know if anything's going to come from it. And then he shows up in a major way. And he provides in a major, major, beautiful way like we could have never imagined. I think of myself 4 years ago before I started here at Roncalli. Just freshly out of college, looking for a place to work. Nothing really came to fruition. And then all of a sudden I get a call. And I'm hired at Roncalli, and I am super excited. But I don't really know what to do. I'm working as a campus minister. I'm working part-time as a religion teacher. I know how to set up a classroom. I know how to make some pedagogy because I was a trained teacher. But I don't really know how to help kids know Jesus. I mean, I myself had people walk with me, but I'm like, how did they do it? So there is this great confusion. But we started to press in, started to have retreats, started to do different things that are relational with kids. And I watched the Lord show up in ways that shocked me and didn't expect me. And over the past few years, I've seen it grow and grow. But I've also been finding that this growth is something that the Lord is doing on his time and not on my time. I want rapid growth. I want kids to be falling left and right on their knees to worship Jesus and to know him and to give their whole lives to him. And like we all should desire. You know, oftentimes I found myself getting frustrated. Lord, why isn't this happening? Why aren't people just hearing what is preached to them and living it? Like, are we not doing enough? We've worked so hard and nothing's happening, Lord. Like, come on. But then there's always that reminder that he's going to do it. At the beginning of this year, I was kind of in that point. Like, Lord, like, this is a big year. I want big things to happen. But waiting and waiting, Lord, for just transformation to take place. And man, has he shown up in a beautiful way. This Easter, we'll have two students joining the church, making the decision to come to know and love Jesus in a deep and new way through the church he created. We have students who are in Bible studies in small groups with our missionaries here on campus. We have students that are volunteering to serve in capacities at our school liturgies. That never happened before. There have been beautiful gifts that the Lord has revealed to me, even in my weakness and my shortcoming of not trusting him. And in a particular way, in the past week, the Lord has taught me a valuable lesson. That, yeah, I do a lot of things, for the students, for them to come to know him. I put on retreats. We have mass. We have a great Catholic schools week. We have great religion classes. But the Lord taught me a very valuable lesson. It was that, Chris, you can do everything and anything. But in reality, what you're doing pales in comparison to what I'm doing. Trust me, Chris. Trust me. And that was a beautiful and humbling experience for me. The Lord of the universe is using me, of course, as his hands and his feet. But he's doing far much more than I could even see. And that is an amazing blessing. And so I encourage you all today to reflect on the ways that the Lord is working in your life. And then take that and relate it to how you're trusting in him. And how you're trusting that he's going to provide in our human weakness and our failures and in our brokenness. Because I promise you, if you do that, you'll start to see many blessings and many gifts that you've never noticed before. Because when we give all our glory to God, nothing else that we do truly matters. Because we are just in awe at what he does for his kingdom, for our hearts, and for the world around us. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, we trust in you. We come to you with human hearts and minds that don't fully comprehend what you're always doing and don't always trust you like we should. Or we just ask you to grace us so that we can dive deeper into trusting you, so that we can still continue to do good works. But every time those good works are done, we return them to you and say, Lord, you do it. You do the heavy lifting. Help us to know how much you love us always. And help us to always be grateful for the gifts that you give us, our community, and our church. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.